Rotax 4-strokes get TBO bumped up to 2,000 hours. An industry group wants phone calls allowed on airliners. And a dozen people named Bin Laden hold FAA pilot certificates. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, December 15th, 2009. One of the vulnerabilities seen by competitors in Rotax's stranglehold on engines for the lightsport aircraft market has been recommended time between overhauls. That may be less of an opportunity now. BRP Powertrain has released increased recommended TBO on engines that qualify under new service bulletins. The extension to 2,000 hours will apply to all new engines and to a select serial range of older 912 Series A, F, and S engines going back to 2006 production. Owners are advised to read the bulletin carefully to see if their particular engines are included, or contact a regional independent service center from the list at rotaxflyingclub.com. Club founder Eric Tucker commented, quote, "The upgrading of components within the engine and the significant improvements within the past few years shows a commitment and faith in the light aircraft community. 20 years ago, Rotax put the 4-stroke 9 Series on the market with a 600-hour TBO. Today, the 2000 mark is a milestone that is welcome and deserved," unquote. The battle over making phone calls during airline flights is about to be joined. An industry group calling itself the IPCC, or In-Flight Passenger Communications Coalition, is fighting to stop legislation that would include internet-based VoIP calls in the current ban on cell phones. The issue is being raised by the availability of wireless internet access for portable computing devices on airliners, which could allow Skype or other technologies to do an end run around the strict definition of wireless phones. The provision of the U.S. House's FAA Reauthorization Act of 2009 that would expand the ban was introduced by Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio last August. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the coalition has already spent nearly $400,000 lobbying various members of Congress, the FAA, and DOT. So far, the language has not been introduced into the Senate version of the FAA bill. The IPCC would seem to have an ally in Florida Republican John Mica, who observes, quote, "You are trying to legislate courtesy, folks, and that just doesn't work," unquote. Safe Banking Systems, the data mining company which has twice embarrassed U.S. Homeland Security and the FAA, is at it again. As part of a project working on another expose for ABC News, SBS has found that as many as 12 of Osama bin Laden's relatives hold pilot certificates issued by the FAA, some issued as recently as 3 months ago. But unlike an earlier revelation by SBS that TSA was not checking the FBI's terrorist watch list for FAA-licensed pilots, this time it's not clear the new discovery is such a bombshell. Many of bin Laden's relatives have renounced the infamous terrorist. TSA adds that a lack of complete info in the FAA database, along with typos and multiple spellings of bin Laden, make the process of clearing pilots complicated. Mark Schiffer of SBS agrees with TSA's observation, if not its conclusion. Quote, "The many different spellings of bin Laden in the database make it impossible to determine exactly who has a license. The information is so thoroughly compromised that any vetting system built on it is unreliable," unquote. SBS uses publicly available databases to conduct security screening for the banking industry. The latest ABC report is the third conducted by SBS for the network. Up next on ANN, Pennsylvania considers its airports engines of the economy. One Ohio county says its airport needs to be closed down. And a British man is sentenced for a laser attack on a helicopter. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell Friday acknowledged the economic contributions of his state's airports in announcing $10 million in grants from the state for upgrades and safety improvements. Quote, this investment will not only allow these airports to make necessary enhancements, it will also help them to further stimulate local economies, unquote. The program is funded through state capital bonds. Two of the nine grants were in the millions. Lehigh Valley International will get $3 million to continue renovations to its terminal building. Erie International will get $2.7 million for the next phase of a runway extension project. Grants ranging from $350,000 to $900,000 were awarded to John Murtha Johnstown-Cambria County Airport, Indiana County Jimmy Stewart Field, DuBois Regional, Bradford Regional, Philadelphia International, Venango Regional, and Rostraver Airport. On the other end of the airport appreciation scale is Lorain County, Ohio's Board of Commissioners, who've taken $400,000 in FAA grants over the past 3 years to improve their airport and now say they can't afford to keep it open. Lorain County Regional Airport has a 5,000 by 100-foot grooved asphalt runway 725, said to be in fair shape, a full-length taxiway, and some hangars and other buildings. The Ohio DOT says the state's airports contributed $1.7 billion in economic impact to the state in 2004. But Lorain County commissioners say they're not seeing any substantial revenue from the airport. County Administrator Jim Cordes says the facility has been put on notice to shut down operations. He notes that several companies with offices inside the airport building could keep on operating even without aircraft operations. Others, such as Life Flight, have been sent letters asking if they'd like to stay and pay higher fees. Doug McConnell, who works for facility manager Johnson Aviation, seems confident the commissioners will fail in shutting down the airport. Quote, it's a fight they can't win. The BBC reports a 20-year-old Brit has avoided jail time after admitting he's shown a laser beam into the cockpit of a police helicopter. Jomir Ali of Oxford, England, told police when he was caught he had been stupid. Ali has been sentenced by Oxford Magistrates Court to 200 hours community service for potentially endangering the helicopter crew, even though magistrates said in court the result of his prank could have been catastrophic. The officers on board the Hilo both suffered mild eye irritation. Ali commented, quote, what I did was just shameful. I do feel bad, really, to be honest, and I do regret it, unquote. Still ahead, an Italian company is accused of planning to deliver helicopters to Iran. Marion Blakey urges Congress to keep the space program alive. And a new reality show will follow the adventures of five female flight attendants. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, December 15th. I'm Paul Platt. U.S. Commerce Department investigators are scurrying to determine if a sales deal for three Bell 412 choppers was illegal. According to the Dallas Morning News, the copters were leased to Helivan S.A. of Mexico directly from Bell Helicopter. Helivan then reportedly sold the aircraft without Bell's permission to Tiber Aviation SRL in Italy for about $22 million. Tiber then contracted the Swiss shipping company Panalpina Incorporated to transport the Hilos from North Texas to Italy. After shipping the first two choppers, Panalpina claims a representative from Tiber asked for a quote for moving the aircraft to Iran. Robert Ernest, deputy general counsel for Panalpina, told the paper the company declined the request and contacted the Dallas Commerce Department's office. Since 1995, the U.S. has imposed a trade embargo on Iran. The advanced avionics and night vision systems on the 412s are subject to restrictions. Two aircraft are already gone, and a third has been sitting in a hangar in Dallas since it was detained in October of 2008. Bell and Tiber are fighting over ownership, and court documents show Tiber refutes the claims it planned to sell the Hilos to Iran. In her role as president and CEO of the Aerospace Industries Association, former FAA Administrator Marion Blakey appeared before the House Committee on Science and Technology to assert that funding the U.S. space program is about more than short-term space exploration priorities. Quote, while the administration and Congress consider the future of NASA, we must ensure our continuing leadership in space exploration by investing in education and funding cutting-edge programs to attract young people to careers in NASA and the industry. The vitality of our nation depends on a healthy, renewable aerospace workforce, unquote. Noting NASA forecasts of job losses related to the retirement of the shuttle program, she added, quote, "Space programs don't come off a shelf. They take years to develop, test, and build, and interruptions and cancellations can be catastrophic to smaller firms," unquote. Finally today, a new reality series on the CW network will focus on five young women working as flight attendants for Virgin America and sharing a crash pad in Los Angeles. If it's not already obvious, network senior VP Kristen Vadas explains the appeal. Quote, "This show is about real down-to-earth young women who happen to have landed in an exceptionally glamorous, high-flying career filled with exotic locations and handsome strangers," unquote. The CW hopes the show will be a hit with tweens to 20-somethings. The series will also conveniently showcase several Virgin America destinations, including Las Vegas, South Beach, and New York City. The CW is planning to air 8 half-hour episodes starting in January. The show, of course, would have had a whole different spin if it was being produced for Spike TV. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Rick Perry of AEA discusses the coming TSA intervention in aircraft repair shop security. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.